and there were plenty of folks in town.
You were at the Navy's workshop on Tuesday.
I was at the
DoubleTree, and they brought up a lot of folks had questions, and the Navy had people there to answer the question. You had a chance to listen in on a number of those conversations. What do you think?
Well, the Navy, as the Navy's done several times, I can't forget where I came from sometimes, but I don't officially represent the Navy any longer, but that event was a public information event. A lot of technical experts were there, but we've done that. We, the city, the Navy, the county, have had opportunities exactly like that before where going through the process, you have public meetings, and they're publicly announced, and everybody's invited, and we do everything we can to get comments before any of these processes go forward and finalized. So, there's a little bit of frustration on my part, obviously, because of my background, to say those opportunities were always there, and typically you end up, in fact, in that very same room that we were in on Tuesday evening. We had probably the same number of technical experts, and we'd have two or three people show up to have their comments beforehand. But, of course, Tuesday night we had about 100 people, and what was very, very encouraging is out of that 100, I would say 90 of them were very, very positive towards supporting the Naval Air Station and the mission, and had a very good understanding of the process and the background and how we got to where we are today. And then there were a few people that had concerns and felt like they didn't have the opportunity, but those opportunities were there. But for whatever reason, they either didn't feel it was appropriate to participate beforehand, or for some reason weren't aware. But those things are always publicly announced in the print media and the radio and everything else. I thought it was a very, very good meeting. A lot of good information exchanged, and of course that was the purpose. So it went very well.
You say 90-10. Was there anybody taking notes on that? Taking a poll?
I don't know that. That's my own perception, having been there I was there for 2.5 hours and talked to a lot of folks there. Just from what I was able to overhear and in the conversations that I participated in, that was my own perception of it. But it was overwhelmingly positive, and that was encouraging.
But there were some people with some concerns and questions about, they said they had not been in the ACRUs before, but now they are, and they wanted to know why.
Well, that's we could spend hours talking about that. The ACUs document, if you understand the purpose of that, and those things are created for every air installation, certainly every military air installation around the country, not just Navy, and many civilian airfields as well, but it tries to capture graphically and mathematically what the impacts are for noise, and then the accident potential zones that are related to the types of operations that are going on. But it's a prediction based on numbers, and it's a formula that's used to generate the graphic depictions of what those impacts are. But those things, that graphic depiction looks like an absolute, but it's very, very dynamic, and it will change every day, and it will change over time, and it changes with the weather, and it changes with the numbers and types of aircraft. So it's very, very difficult to try to explain what that really means, other than as a planning tool, which is what it really is to try to provide some information to the local governments on compatible use, recommended compatible use, and that's what it's for. And if you look at it that way, it's a good tool, but it's not an absolute. So on any given day, just because you have a line on a map doesn't mean that on one side of the line everything's bad and on the other side of the line everything's good. It's not that way. It's not an absolute. So I think it's confusing. I think it's difficult for many people to understand exactly what it is. But from the real practical standpoint, and at least from my own experience, and again, you know, Bill, I can't speak for the Navy, but I flew at Naval Air Station Key West from 1983 until 2006. And over that span of time, the flight pattern never changed. So I can just tell you that in all those years that I was flying down here, we flew the same path over the ground. And of course, it depends on what type of airplane you're in and how many flights happen in a given period of time that determine what that AQ's mathematical formula will show.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole idea is to just try to provide as realistic and as of information as you can to the local municipalities so that they can have good information to make their land use plans.
Okay. Well, Jim, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it. We will talk to you next week.
Okay, Bill. Thank you.
Have a good Fantasy Fest.